The insurance broker Marsh & McLennan has agreed to pay $850 million to settle charges that it cheated its customers in a bid rigging scandal. It will also issue a public apology for its conduct. The settlement was announced this morning by New York Attorney General Eliot Spitzer, who first brought the charges last October. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins me now from New York. Jim, what do we know more about this settlement?
Well, as you pointed out, this was announced by Attorney General Eliot Spitzer this morning. He says the money that Marsh & McLennan has agreed to pay will go into a restitution fund, which will compensate those hurt in the scandal, which are the company's customers. It will be paid over time. Spitzer also said his office will be establishing new ethical guidelines for the insurance industry. That's going to include a ban on the use of contingent commission fees, which were at the heart of the scandal.
How about going over for us the scandal? What Marsh is alleged to have done?
Well, Marsh is an insurance broker, which means it's hired by major companies to find the best insurance policies at the best price. The allegation is that it was really steering business to certain favored insurance companies, those that had paid it what are called contingent commission fees. And then to make it look like they had shopped around for business, they would have other insurance companies make up phony bids that everybody knew would never be accepted. A number of top insurance companies have been implicated in this, including ACE and American Insurance Group. Some executives from those companies have pleaded guilty and are cooperating with prosecutors, as has one Marsh executive.
Jim, put this $850 million settlement into perspective. Does it seem to make up for the money that the company cheated its customers out of?
Eliot Spitzer says it is the biggest restitution fund ever paid by a single company. Whether it fully compensates all of Marsh's customers for the money they lost in the scandal is really hard to say. I don't think anyone has ever put a number on that. $850 million is about equal to what Marsh received in contingent commission fees in 1 year. How often the payment of those fees resulted in some company being cheated is really hard to say.
And about that public apology that Marsh has agreed to, how quickly do they have to actually give that apology?
They have already done it. It's out on Marsh's website. It comes from Michael Cherkasky, the former Kroll executive who was named to head the company in October after Jeffrey Greenberg was forced out. Cherkasky basically says the company deeply regrets that some of its employees failed to live up to the company's long history of dedicated client service. He said that in the future, the company will set a new standard for transparency and ethical business practices. That basically seems to mean that they'll be much more upfront about the bids they get and the fees they accept from their customers.
And why now?
Well, Cherkasky says that the company wants to move forward. He says this removes a major uncertainty. The company's share price was up this morning after the settlement was announced, so investors seem to like it. But this fits the pattern that Eliot Spitzer has established with the major investigations he's carried out, like the stock analyst and mutual fund investigations. He comes out with these big reports that generate a lot of headlines and are very bad for the companies involved. He doesn't usually file criminal charges against the companies. He usually settles with them. He wants the companies to agree to reforms, to sort of very publicly clean up their act and make some kind of act of contrition and then move on.
So, Jim, with this settlement, does that mean that Marsh is out of hot water now?
Well, it means that the charges that were filed by the New York Attorney General have now been settled. Individuals at the company may still face charges. In addition, Marsh is going to face a lot of private lawsuits from investors and other individuals.
Thanks very much. Speaking from New York, NPR's Jim Zaroli.